We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We're waking on up,
waking on up,
the Phoenix sunshine,
waking on up,
Gunner and Cheyenne, it's a good time. We're waking on up,
waking on up,
to the Phoenix sunshine,
on
Camel Country 1079.
Hey, welcome to Monday, July the 6th, Gunner, Cheyenne, producer JP. We're all at it. We're back at it today. Struggling a little bit, but...
Struggling, man. I hate... Like, last week, we only worked 2 days because I was still in the Pacific Northwest. We only worked 2 days and we went into a three-day weekend. It's a rough Monday.
We'll get there, though. We'll get there. We're at 602-260-1079. You can also text us at 22108 on Instagram and Facebook at Gunner and Cheyenne. How was your extended weekend, Cheyenne?
It was really good. I got to spend some good quality time with both of my kids, and then we went to your house, Gunner, for the 4th of July, which was amazing because it's the first time our kids have been together since Tatum got sick.
Yeah, because we've been doing our best. With her lowered immune system, yeah. We're doing our best to kind of keep people away, shoot them off with sticks. Get out of here.
Yeah. But it was so nice to watch them all just play and laugh and just kind of go about our normal business, but... I got to tell you, I was driving into work this morning. Something happened on the 4th. We were inside, and we just finished up eating. You went out into the pool, and I did not notice that Easton had ran outside without his floaties on. And the next thing I know, he's being ran inside because he's bawling. And our 4th could have turned out much different because he ended up jumping into the pool without his floaties on.
Right.
And if you hadn't have been in the pool, like, my brain keeps going over how our 4th could have been. And I'm so grateful that you were in the pool because I'm a super observant parent, and I had no idea he slipped out the back door.
Yeah, he just, it was like he thought he had him on.
Yeah.
And he was right on into the pool, and then, you know.
It was just like that.
Like a stone to the bottom of the pool.
Okay, that sounds.
That's what it was.
Sounds. Terrifying.
I was there. I yanked him out of there.
You did.
Him up on the ass.
And it was, I'm very grateful this morning that you were in the pool.
It's why parents just got to keep an eye on the kids.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the parent, an adult nearby.
Because they are sneaky, man.
Yeah. Producer JP, how was your weekend, man?
I saved money, y'all. I didn't buy fireworks. I watched my neighbors. That's a life hack right there.
That's right.
I enjoyed them a lot more. I was going, ooh,
yeah.
That didn't cost me $30.
That's right. That's not, yeah.
For that 30, one firework.
It's not $30 burning right there on the ground, you know? Save money. I like it. Well, thanks for having us on this morning. One big trivia game back out at 6:40 this morning. I'm up by 2, 16-14. We'll see who gets a victory today, 6:40. And then the buzz is on the way later on this hour. What you got coming up, Cheyenne?
Well, there is a... company here that's local, and I love to support local companies, and they're doing something to help kind of spread some cheer where masks are concerned. I'm gonna let you know who it is and what they're doing. It's all coming up at 6:50 with the buzz on Camel Country 107.9.
71% of Americans think they know all the lyrics to the national anthem. It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. And as I mentioned that line, I look over at Cheyenne and see you looking up at the ceiling,
which means I'm thinking
the wheels are turning. Now, just the verse, not the other three verses. We're not going the full thing here.
Okay.
Do you think you know all the lyrics?
I mean, I would like to say yes, but I'm questioning myself.
Okay,
now.
First line, go.
No, no. How about you go?
Well, I have it in front of me. It's not fair.
Oh, say, can we see? I don't know. Oh, say, can we see?
What do
just
you think?
Tell
Producer
me.
JP, go ahead.
I can do it if I sing it.
Casey.
Okay, do the first line. Go.
Oh, say, can you see?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
By the dawn's early light.
Keep going.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
Okay, Shang, jump in.
Keep singing. I'll sing it with you. Now I'm nervous.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Keep going.
And the ramparts we've watched, right?
What's so proud?
No. I'm so off. See?
Or the ramparts we watched.
See, I was half right.
We're so gallantly streaming.
This is not something to laugh about.
And the rockets' red glare,
the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night. That our flag was still there.
Gosh, I wish I could sing.
I think if we had music behind it, it would be much easier.
You would have gotten a lot more than you did.
Yeah, because it's just one of those, it's memory recall at that point,
yeah.
And now you're just trying to make me say words.
I got to finish it now.
Now you feel like you got to finish it?
It's anticlimactic.
I just feel so unsatisfied
end.
Right now. It's just the first verse. Well, who's more American than Cheyenne? That would be producer JP. So
oh.
There you go. Hey, we're going to continue the trivia. One big trivia game on the way in 8 minutes here at Camel Country.
Turn it up and play along. We all got our smarty pants on. We all know who is the smartest. We about to throw down and have some fun. Well, Gunner knows a lot of stuff. And Cheyenne is a trivia buff. Check it out, Camel Country is the name. We'll be in the 1079 Hall of Fame.
Welcome to One Big Trivia Game.
Just one big trivia game.
It's Team Gunner versus Team Cheyenne. I will ask you guys trivia questions. Your name is your buzzer. Let's find out which gender reigns supreme today.
I feel like we need robes, you know, like boxers.
Oh, and they come out like to the ring.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it.
That's how I feel.
Team Gunner's up 16 to Team Cheyenne with 14 on Team Cheyenne this morning, representing Gilbert. And Team Cheyenne is Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, still living Rona free. Hashtag blessed.
I love that. And representing Team Gunner from Scottsdale, it's Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's happening?
How are things, man?
Oh, on vacation, so things are going great.
On vacation and you're up so early?
He's drunk already, or still.
All right, here we go. Question number one, producer JP.
What does the saying Hakuna Matata mean from The Lion King?
Cheyenne.
It means no worries.
Correct.
Yeah, for the rest of your days.
That's right.
It's a, I keep going.
Philosophy.
How do you know that song, but not the national anthem and Star Spangled Banner? What the heck?
Okay, first of all, I know the Star Spangled Banner. It's just without music, it's more difficult.
Next question. Finish the sentence. You miss 100% of the shot.
Cheyenne.
You don't take.
That is correct.
Oh, my
God. Now I gotta take my jacket off because we're on fire.
Boom. Boom. Ooh, hot.
Team Cheyenne 2, Team Gunner 0. All next right. question.
Ouch.
I know.
What is the world's most popular fruit?
Gunner.
Apple.
Incorrect.
Oh!
There's more.
There's more to the question.
Of course there is.
What is the world's most popular fruit that most people think is a vegetable?
Melissa?
Potato?
Incorrect.
No.
Oh.
We're looking for tomato.
Tomato.
Oh,
see, I meant that. I mean, tomato.
But Melissa's the one that's drunk this morning.
Tomato, tomato, you know.
Confused with my peas, you know?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, Team Cheyenne 2, Team Gunner 0. Next question. There are 108 red stitches in what kind of
Gunner?
Ball?
Cheyenne.
Baseball.
Baseball is correct for Team Gunner.
Yes.
Okay, we see you.
Team Cheyenne 2, Team Gunner 1, next question. What president is on a $1
Gunner.
Bill?
George Washington.
That is correct.
Oh, we're coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is the tiebreaker question.
Okay.
My palms are sweaty.
Whoever gets closest to this wins.
Okay.
Are y'all ready?
Yes.
We'll go with Team Gunner first, gets to answer first. Uranus is bigger than Earth.
Grow up, Cheyenne.
You snicker first.
Between 1 to 100, how many times bigger is Uranus than Earth?
All right, we'll go first. Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe.
62 times.
Okay, Melissa.
I'm going to go with 50.
Right down the middle.
Okay. Team Gunner is the winner.
Oh, yeah!
It's 63 times. Uranus is 63 times bigger than Earth.
And what did Joe say?
62.
Wow.
I'll give it to you for that because that's impressive.
Yeah, I mean, good God, you know about Uranus.
Good point. Nicely done there, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
Man, we came screaming back. How about that? I like it. All right, now Team Gutter's up 17-14. Back at it tomorrow, 6:40, with one big trivia game. The Buzz is on the way here. Cheyenne, what you got coming up?
Well, there's a local company that's trying to help make things a little bit brighter where your masks are concerned, and I'm going to let you know who it is and exactly what they're doing. It's all coming up in 6 minutes with The Buzz on Camel Country 107.9.
Here's what's buzzing in Camel Country.
Well, I don't think that it's new news to anyone that masks are going to be a way of life for quite some time. And that's okay because they're helping keep people safe. But there is a big chunk of the population that depend on things like lip reading to be able to communicate. And when you have masks on, that's not exactly possible. Right. So there is a local company here in Phoenix that's new. It's called See My Smile Masks. And what they've done is they have made masks available with an anti-fog clear plastic in the front, so that those who depend on lip reading can continue to communicate properly so you can see the mouse. And it's also for people like servers or anybody who has to deal with direct people.
Right.
Because a smile goes a long way.
Yeah, if you've been out to a restaurant trying to hear the waiter or the waitress
without
being able to see their lips, because you can kind of put things together if you're seeing the lips. Yeah.
Yes, you can. It's just one big thing that just comes together to help communicate. But also, again, smiles go a really long way. So you can only smile so much with your eyes to get the point across. So you can actually click the link in our bio on Instagram at Gunner and Cheyenne. We've put it up there for you. Make sure that you get your voice heard. Today is the deadline to register to vote. So again, make sure you get that done. Jake Owen posted a video of his latest song. It's called Things I Take for Granted. Now, it is phone audio, and he is in a big garage, so it's a little bit on the echoey side, but take a listen.
Like Joe Diffie on the radio, windows down an old dirt road, sitting in church on Sundays, those margarita Mondays. Hanging with the boys out on the lake where the good times go, for goodness sake. Now I'm thanking God for second chances and the things I take for granted.
Oh my gosh.
Good. So good.
He has blonde hair in that video.
And it's short and it looks so good. That sound of that recording reminds me when you go to an amphitheater and everything gets quiet.
Yeah.
And they just sing acoustic. It's so good. Take us with you wherever you're headed today. All you got to do is download that free radio.com app. I'm Cheyenne and that's what's buzzing on Camel Country 107.9.
Coming up here at the top of the hour. There's another Arizona Karen incident. This time it happened at a Target in Scottsdale. I'll let you know what happened. We have audio from a video that this Karen was filming of herself doing this.
It's aggressive.
It's coming up here at the top of the hour on Camel Country. Oh, this happened at a Target in Scottsdale. Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. The headline of the article says, Arizona Karen loses her mind and attacks Target face mask display, then tells the police she's Trump's spokesperson and works for Quanon? Quanon? Q-U-A-N-O-N?
I don't know.
Quanon.
Quanon.
I don't know.
Quanon.
Something like that. But she was videotaping herself do it. But before we get into this news story, I feel like there's so many Karen stories, we need a proper intro.
This is KNN.
I need to speak to your manager.
The Karen News Network.
Okay, here we go. Here is the Karen throwing the tantrum. Here
we go. I'm not playing any more games. Yay!
Woo! No, I'm not doing it. We don't want any of this anymore. This is over. No.
So Target's got this display with this all these different colored masks. You can go in there and just grab a mask, and she's just taking them all off the rack and the shelf, and then the Target employee starts showing up here.
No, do you? Why? You let everybody else do it. Can everybody else do it? Why can't I do it? Because I'm a blonde white woman wearing a $40,000 Rolex. I don't have the right.
Oh, sorry. We didn't see your $40,000 Rolex. Now you can just go ahead and continue to rip it down.
There were a lot of cuss words in there, and the video was cut way down.
I'm actually really impressed with your editing.
Yeah, you like that?
I am very impressed. But what's interesting about this that you had mentioned, it's not like somebody was watching her do this, videoing her. She was literally video recording herself.
I felt awkward watching the video.
I did too.
Because, I mean, you know she's doing it just for the video.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Target employees walk up to her. It was just the weirdest thing.
Everybody else does it. Well, you know what, Karen? There's a lot of things.
Is she talking about the looters and stuff like that?
I don't know if it's that or just like how people just are disrespectful with the shelves and stuff. But, I don't know. I got questions. She lives here. We should interview her.
Cops are... cops showed up, and here's where she claims to be a spokesperson for the Trump campaign.
They drained the swamp. They did everything that Donald Trump was elected to do. You can read about it on Twitter. You can read about it in the news. So I was hired to be the QAnon spokesperson.
She's coming here today?
I cannot. It's a secret. What do you mean? Like, I can't give you any classified information. You don't have clearance. You don't have clearance.
Okay.
You don't.
You're a spokesperson,
yeah.
Correct?
For the White House. Yeah.
Okay.
But call Donald Trump and ask him if you don't believe me.
I think we have enough here.
Amanda, you spin around and just put your phone down.
What?
First, okay?
I need you to put your phone down.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
You're doing it to me because I'm Jewish.
Man.
There's so many things in the world. First of all, not everything you read on Twitter is true.
Yeah.
Maybe like a fraction of it. But there's so much wrong. Like, they didn't send you from the White House to destroy a Target. No. Go home, Karen.
Go bake a pie. I wish I would have walked into that Scottsdale Target over the weekend. That would have been amazing as that was going down.
I would have been like, okay. Do you need a Snickers? You're not you when you're hungry.
That's right.
This is KNN.
I am calling the police.
The Karen News Network.
More news from the Karen News Network to come, I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh.
I love you, man. It's coming up at 7:30. I'm going to be calling dudes at work, telling them I love them. Will they say it back? We'll find out. On the way at 7:20, we want you to summarize your weekend using only three words.
Hmm.
All right, just kind of think about that. That's on the way, 7:20, right here in Camel Country, 107.9.
Mornings with Gunner and Cheyenne.
On Camel Country, 107.9.
We want to get you in when... and be a part of this special private Zoom hang session with us and country superstar Brad Paisley. It's being presented by Bud Light Seltzer. Your code word this hour is guitar, G-U-I-T-A-R, guitar. Enter that at camel1079.com, and you will be in to win. Describe your 4th of July weekend in three words.
Family, sun, and laughter.
Family, sun, and laughter. Sounds like a pretty good weekend.
It was a fantastic weekend.
Hit us with your three words to describe your 4th of July weekend. Text us at 22108. Tell you more about ours. Coming up here in about 6 minutes on Camel Country 107.9. Red, white, and blue is all our colors over the weekend. Celebrating America's birthday. It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Describe your 4th of July weekend in three words. You can text us at 22108. We're also at 602-260-1079. Text coming in. Hot at home.
Yeah, that makes sense. We've got some more coming in on Facebook right now. Natalie says, best one ever. Which I love because it was such an odd 4th, you know, social distancing, masks. And for it to be considered the best one ever is fantastic. Lori says, freedom, family, and community. And Brian says, fun, yum, and boom.
And boom. there's one that came in on Instagram. Hallmark movie marathon.
Like Christmas movie marathon?
Well, that's what I'm wanting. It's Christmas in July, right, on Hallmark right now?
Oh, actually, probably. I haven't watched the Hallmark channel in, like, ages.
Don't tell my wife that. Please. Please.
Can't do it. Mine is a lazy, wet, ouch.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
See my thumb?
That's worse than I thought it was.
Oh, no, it's bad. I burned my thumb. We had this hand grenade smoke bomb.
Yeah.
And I pulled it didn't take a lighter. I pulled the string on it, and he got my thumb.
Ah.
Big old blister. I had to pull the little thing off and get the fluid out of there. But
I didn't know. I knew you hurt yourself. I didn't know it was that bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Boston Mike.
Three words. Fireworks, fizzle, and nothing.
That was four words.
nothing is just like nothing.
Fireworks, fizzle, nothing.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Fireworks was I got to talk to this lovely young lady. Well, I've been stalking and hunting, but we won't tell her that. Anyways, no, I got to talk to a lovely person over the weekend.
Okay, and, so where did you find this lovely person?
What are you, a cop? I'll ask the questions. My private life is private, sir.
Okay, all right. You seem pretty forthcoming with everything else you talk about. But this, where you got to talk to a young lady, you're not going to come forth with that. All right.
No, I am not. All right. I am not. Cheyenne, don't get jealous. Wink, wink.
All right, Boston Mike, 602-260-1079. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Gunner. Good morning, Cheyenne.
Good morning.
My three words to describe this weekend, not enough sleep.
Why didn't you get enough sleep? It was a three-day weekend, right?
It was, but we had things to do every day, and we went, and, you know, we went night fishing, so we stayed up all night one night. We went, you know, and did other stuff. We, you know, socially distant, but we stayed up way late watching old movies and old reruns and watching actually old home movies and things. So it was really great, but I think cumulatively over the course of three nights, I got about maybe 5-6 hours.
Oh, wow. I can't function like that.
You said old home movies?
We did. I had contacted someone from my family from the past, and so we got a bunch of old VHSs. Well, we finally got them back, and I got to watch.
You know what I envision when I hear you say that is, remember Clark Griswold when he's up in the attic?
Yeah, think exactly that. I mean, there's no attic, but, oh, my God, we're sitting there, and I'm watching my grandfather as a young man and my mother as a young girl. And
that's so cool.
We watched so many, and now I have them, and I can watch them on my computer, and I swear to you, I got them on repeat.
I love it. 602-260-1079. Thanks for that, Emily. Text us at 22108. Three words to describe your weekend. We're going to get to more of these coming up. I love you, man, is minutes away here on Camel Country 107.9. Three words to describe your 4th of July weekend. More of those coming up here in minutes. But right now, it is time for I Love You, Man. Here we go.
Gunner is spreading the love one call at a time.
This is I Love You, Man.
Camel Country 107.9.
This is I Love You, Man. I call strangers on the phone somewhere in this great country of ours, and I always end the call with,
and I love you, man.
Well, they say it back. Here we go. A couple lumber yards today. This is a lumber yard in Michigan.
Lumber, this is Chad.
Chad, I'm working on a project, but I only need like 3.5 feet of 2x4. If I buy a big old stick, would you be able to cut that for me?
Yeah, man, they'll definitely cut it. You can just ask them whenever you purchase it, and you go back there, just be like, hey, can you just chop off 3 feet of this?
How much would they charge me for doing that?
Probably nothing, since it's just one little cut, man.
Nothing?
Yeah.
All right, man. America! All right. I love it. Free.
Yeah.
I like it.
Right on.
All right, well, appreciate the info. I love you, man.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you later.
I'll be in tonight. Love you. Oh, he was gone quick.
Wow, either he was really busy or he didn't have time for your nonsense.
This guy, America, a free lumber cut. Here's a lumber yard in South Carolina.
Lumber, Ronnie, how can I help?
So I'm trying to make a catapult. Is that something you guys would be able to help me out with?
I have no expertise in catapulting, but...
Well, my neighbors are throwing their doggy do over the fence, and I'm just trying to fling it back, you know? And I just kind of want to make a pretty cool catapult. So if you got, like, 2x4s and stuff, I think that would work, right?
Yeah, I got all the wood you can eat, man.
All right. How late you open tonight?
4:30.
No, I'll be in. I love you, man.
All right, buddy.
All right, I love you. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, all right, man.
No, I love you.
All right, buddy.
Love you, man. Man, he was in great spirits.
He was until the end.
Until the very end. It was the scale of tone just kind of went down throughout the end of that call. That is I Love You, Man, Camel Country 107.9. Three words to describe your 4th of July weekend is Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Text coming in at 22108. Nothing but naps. That sounds like a good weekend.
Sounds like my kind of weekend.
Shelby says, it was lit.
Can I get a definition of lit?
It could be more than one way when you're lighting up fireworks.
That's
alcohol
true.
Involved. And, yeah. Text of the 63, Lake Powell Fun.
Where's that at?
Lake Powell?
Yeah.
Oh.
Anybody know? We got a geography lesson.
Text of the 480, fireworks, girls, fun.
I wonder if that came from a boy.
Text of the 602, medical marijuana. Woo!
Oh, wow! Woo! We got some good ones rolling in on Instagram. We got one that says, neighbor, firework, hospital.
Ooh.
Yeah, that sounds terrifying. Another one says, fun, hysterical, amazing, tequila, family, food.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Kathy, I've been the manure spreader. Three words to describe your weekend.
Hot, hot, and hot.
Oh.
It's accurate, though. It's very accurate.
I had to work on 4th of July, and I have no air conditioning in my work truck.
Oh.
Well, that's kind of a... That's kind of a tough gig in this particular area of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, slightly. So I made a cooler with that you put ice in with a fan blowing in it. It's like a homemade cooler.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's fancy.
You just put a fan on top of it and it just kind of blows cold air at you.
Yeah. You put a fan in there and then it has like a PVC pipe coming out of it. You have to cut a hole and... So I made my own air conditioner, and I'm kind of trying it out today.
How often do you have to refill the ice?
I have to freeze the ice with, like, block ice so it'll last, because I have work, you, like, 10-hour days.
What about, right. like, dry ice?
I thought about that.
Try dry ice with the some water, right? Wouldn't that work?
I have no idea.
No, because that'd fog me out.
Oh, yeah, sure. Like, what's she doing in there?
I know.
That would be, like, totally, my whole cab would be, like, fogged out. I'd be like, where am I going?
Yeah.
I'd run into it.
Well, what if you put dry ice underneath, like, the regular ice?
Just keep it cold?
Yeah.
But the water from the regular ice would make it
would
fog
it?
Up.
I don't know. I've always been told, like, a camping hack, like out at Country Thunder. You know, to keep your ice cold all weekend, you put dry ice underneath the actual ice, and it kind of keeps everything cold.
Well, I'll have to try it, and I'll let you know how it works.
Yeah, report back to us. I'm kind of curious about that.
Yeah, me too.
Because, I mean, would the cooler be smoking all weekend then, if that was the case?
I don't know.
I thought it was hot water on the dry ice that causes the... Anyway, whatever.
I've never used dry ice a day in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, like Halloween. Like,
I mean, I've seen it, but yeah. I've never actually like been in charge of dealing with it.
Three words to describe your 4th of July weekend. You can text us at 22108. The buzz is coming up. Cheyenne, what you got?
Well, as we know, Mountainside Fitness has refused to close down, even with Governor Ducey's orders. There's something happening today that could change that. It's all coming up in The Buzz in 6 minutes on Camel Country 107.9.
Here's what's buzzing in Camel Country.
Well, it's a big day for the CEO at Mountainside Fitness because it is their day in court to fight for gyms to stay open. Now, if you remember, Governor Ducey's orders closed down gyms, bars, movie theaters, and water parks for the next 30 days. But CEO Mountainside Fitness said, nuh-uh, we're not doing it. We're staying open. And they have taken it to court, and today is their day for a judge to decide whether or not they can stay open or if they need to close. I think it's going to be great for everybody. It will solidify what has to be done by court order, not just by what Governor Ducey says. Yeah. Either way.
So the publicity that this guy got, do you think it's bad publicity? Do you think it's good for his company?
I'm going to play devil's advocate for him for a minute because I know a lot of people don't agree with him. But the way that he did it, if you were going to do what he did, the way that he did it was perfect because every press conference he had, every time he was in front of the media, he was at his gym, he was in front of a logo. So now next time, if somebody's not in a gym, they're going to remember Mountainside Fitness by the name. It might not even be because they support what he's done, but they're going to remember his name because he's been everywhere.
I can't see it hurting the business, you know, because he said that they're doing everything that the CDC is recommending of them.
Right.
People need to exercise to keep their mental health well. You know, I don't blame him for what he's doing.
I don't either. As long as there's no reports coming out of your gym that people aren't social distancing, machines aren't being cleaned, if there's absolutely no reports of that, I think you should be fine. And I think he knows that his gym is safe and it's clean. Now, Maren Morris... Honestly, you guys, I feel really bad for her right now. So the mom shamers, you know, the moms that say that they don't do anything wrong ever, those mom shamers have literally attacked Maren to the point where her husband, Ryan Hurd, has had to defend her on social media. And Maren has now decided to pull down all pictures of her son, Hayes, because mom shamers were attacking her for him being on a floaty device, which, mind you, I was in my pool yesterday. There was a kid, a little baby about Hayes' age, in a little floaty. You want to know what I did? I kept swimming and minded my own business.
Well, she was on a big floaty that looked like a car, and she had an alcoholic beverage in her hand, and the kid was not wearing a life jacket.
Atlanta,
and that's what sent everybody off.
You mean a responsible mom having one drink, holding on to it? It's not like Hayes was rolling around on the floaty.
No, I know, but people are letting her have it for being out there on the water with a beverage in her hand without her kid having the life jacket on.
I think there are so many worse things. Hayes is fine. Maren is never shown on social media that we should not trust her, that she's this lush drunk who just goes and does things. It makes me mad because you just shouldn't shame people because we're not perfect. It makes me angry. We want to be right beside you all day today. All you got to do is tap that radio.com app. I'm Cheyenne, and that's what's buzzing on Camel Country 107.9.
Coming up here at the top of the hour, there was a guy that was trying to convince his dog that he would be miserable going to the beach. And the dog responded by saying, I won't be miserable.
What?
The dog responded. If you think I'm lying, I'm going to prove it to you coming up here at the top of the hour.
Okay.
All right. Audio from the video coming up. Rascal Flatts now. It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Wow, we're going to be heating up this week. 112 today, 111 tomorrow, 115 for the weekend. It's Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Gunner and Cheyenne, thanks so much for having us on this morning. This dude posted a video trying to convince his dog that he would be miserable going to the beach.
Okay.
And the dog responded by saying, quote, I won't be miserable.
Did you just quote a dog?
I quoted a dog.
Okay.
Like, listen.
You would hate it. You would hate the beach. You would literally be miserable. I won't be miserable.
Okay, wait. Go back.
I quoted the dog. I quoted him properly. Like,
listen. You would hate it. You would hate the beach. You would literally be miserable.
How do you argue that he did not say miserable? I heard a three-syllable
because
word.
Because this is what he said.
Or four-syllable. No, listen.
That was
miserable.
It was
Producer
not.
Producer JP's got two dogs.
No.
Oh, yeah, I speak dog. I talk to my dogs all the time.
He said,
I won't be miserable.
That's right.
No, he said, oh,
really be miserable.
No.
That sounds like a dog that wants to go to the beach.
It totally does.
But he definitely didn't say miserable. He did not.
Oh my gosh, how are you going against that?
Because that's not what he said.
Dog owners, come on, text us 22108. Does the dog say miserable? I don't even own dogs. And the dog is saying miserable, I'm telling you.
Miserable.
No, he did not. How are you agreeing with this?
Because the dog sounds miserable saying miserable.
Yeah, that's what he said.
It's the feeling behind the words.
But he didn't say that.
Does the dog say miserable? Text us at 22108. Coming up here at 820, I came across a couple of songs that mention various cities in Arizona in the lyrics.
Okay.
And we did a little bit of research. There's actually quite a few songs that involve either the state of Arizona or cities within Arizona in the lyrics.
It's a very popular place.
It is a very popular place. We'll let you know what songs we came across. And if you want to add to our list, I can do that as well. It's coming up at 820. We're here in Camel Country, 107.9.
It's Gunner and Cheyenne in the morning.
On Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader.
Your code word this hour is Paisley, P-A-I-S-L-E-Y, Paisley. Enter that at camel1079.com and you'll be in to win to be a part of this special private Zoom hang session with Cheyenne and I and country superstar Brad Paisley. Again, the code word this hour is Brad's last name.
Paisley.
There you go. On the way later on this hour at 8:40, we'll do a round of Masterpiece Theater. It's your shot to earn 12 seconds of radio airtime. But right now, we're still trying to settle whether the dog says, I am not miserable.
It's not even an argument. It doesn't say that.
Take a listen.
You would hate it. You would hate the beach. You would literally be miserable.
I won't be miserable.
I won't be miserable.
No.
Text rolling into 22108. Kelly in Scottsdale says, I am with Cheyenne. There's nothing in that wine that remotely sounds anything like a word, let alone miserable.
Thank you.
There is a four-syllable word in there.
It's a four-syllable wine. No. Do I think he sounds miserable? Yes, I think he sounds miserable, but he doesn't say that.
Let's go to the pet experts. Lauren is with Your Pet Sitter. She says that the dog did say, I won't be miserable.
He said it with his whine.
Text from the 602, so loud and clear. The dog will not be miserable. He wants to go to the beach.
I mean, I agree. He wants to go to the beach. Absolutely.
Producer JP's got two dogs that he loves like his own kids. And he says that that whine sounds like, I will not be miserable.
Yeah, no, I will not be miserable.
No, that's not even close to what it sounded like.
Text us, what are your thoughts on that little dog whine? So I was driving along, listening to some old Toby Keith.
Uh-huh.
Toby Keith's song came on called God Lover. And there's a little word in the song that kind of struck my interest. Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. The word in the song that I'm talking about is a city here in Arizona.
Okay.
And take a listen. Here's Toby God Lover. She kissed her mama goodbye. Said I'll be sure and phone you. She called her from a truck stop in Tucson, Arizona, with amazing grace. We made California lie. Which is Tucson, Arizona. Didn't realize that that city was mentioned in that song until I heard it this last weekend.
Well, and I think it's a whole other thing when you just you make a place your home, like your home, right?
Yeah.
And that's when you really start to realize that things about your now home are a part of things like songs.
Just like when you buy a new car, all of a sudden you start seeing that car all over the
place. Oh my gosh, yes.
Toby also mentions another city in Arizona, another song of his called Stays in Mexico. She was a first grade school teacher, Phoenix, Arizona.
You started dancing and it got real high. Just hits a little differently now.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But what is it about? Does Toby have ties to Arizona?
That is a question I wish you would have asked me 5 minutes ago so I could have Googled it. I don't know.
He mentions Arizona cities, you know, in multiple songs.
I think because, you know, they come off the tongue really nicely. They sound good. They rhyme a little bit.
What country songs have Arizona or a city in Arizona in the song lyrics? 602-260-1079. You can also text us at 22108. Amanda, what you got?
Oceanfront Property by George Strait.
I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
Oh,
yeah.
Got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
Only one of the greatest country songs ever.
Absolutely.
It's so good. Got some oceanfront property in
Arizona. Wow.
The way you just kind of like fizzled off at the end. Arizona.
Well, I know, because when I sing like that, all the eyes become on me, and I'm like, a little shy. What other country songs have Arizona or a city in Arizona in the lyrics? 602-260-1079. You can also text us at 22108. And we could be seeing you in a private Zoom hang session with country superstar Brad Paisley. But you got to get in to win. Your code word this hour is Paisley, P-A-I-S-L-E-Y. Paisley, enter that at camel1079.com, and you will be in to win. And, we could be seeing you. It's going to be you and a small group of Camel Nation winners.
And then you can just ask a question, and Brad will just look at you in the webcam and answer it.
His eyes will move across the screen, find out who said that.
Yes.
Who said it.
It'll say, now talking.
Yeah.
You. And then, you know, it'll go to you.
It's being presented by Bud Light Seltzer. Again, the code word is Paisley. Enter it on the website, camel1079.com. Good luck to you. We're talking about songs that have country songs, that have Arizona or a city in Arizona in the song lyrics. Lots of text coming in at 22108. Tim McGraw's Everywhere.
Mm.
Google the lyrics on that one. It just mentions the artist and song title.
We'll have to look at that.
That one's coming a few times, though.
Oh, really?
Oh, the Chief, These Boots.
Yeah.
I have that one up here, right? Here we go. These boots had to see California in an Arizona morning. There it is. Where God paints the sky. Some of the ones we had already discussed. Toby Keith, God Lover. She kissed her mama goodbye. Said I'll be sure and phone you. She called her from a truck stop in Tucson, Arizona. Yeah, Toby in the States of Mexico. She was a first grade school teacher, Phoenix, Arizona. George Strait, oceanfront property in Arizona.
We got another George Strait one, too, on Facebook from Jennifer. The shores of Old Mexico. The line is, I left out of Tucson with no destination in mind. That's all I know. That's all they gave me.
That's all they gave you. That's all you need.
There's so many more. There's so many of them, but they're all repeated.
Yeah. 602-260-1079. Jill, what you got?
I got There Is No Arizona by Jamie O'Neill.
Oh,
we're
so
digging
good.
Deep. We're digging deep to 2000.
And what year?
I think that was 2000.
2000.
Yeah.
It's right there in the title.
There is no... Yeah, it's a great song.
Good stuff.
And you don't hear this stuff anymore, but that's okay.
Yeah, what's up with that? This is a great song.
There is no Arizona. No painted desert. No Sedona.
That's good. That one's actually coming a lot on the text.
It's a lot on Facebook, too. Yeah.
Big and Rich, California. For she is Flagstaff. Maybe she'll backtrack, but I wouldn't bet that. It's Flagstaff. What else we got? We got Eagles. Take it easy. I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. There it is. It's a girl, my I like going with the original on that one. No Travis Tritt on Take It Easy.
Take it easy.
Nobody got JP.
You got JP on it. I like it. Sam Hunt's got a brand new one on his album called Drinking Too Much.
A year ago, I was in a hotel room in Phoenix, wondering if it's ever okay to lie. Because I knew the truth would make you want to die.
Okay. What else we got here? Chase Rice, American Nights.
He was 18 and wasted. Bedroom in the basement. Parents' house, Tucson, Arizona. What do you expect from a high school diploma?
I like it. Working now's in the we got a Garth song on here, don't we?
Yeah.
The old stuff, man. You know the weather turned bad in Scottsdale. The tornado nearly stole the show. But we just danced in the rain and listened to the thunder. There's a lot of songs with Arizona or a city in Arizona.
There's a lot. And I think the way that you put it with, like, when you buy a new car, you see that car everywhere. Yeah. That summed it up so well.
I feel like, though, like, if you were to live in, like, Portland, Oregon, I don't think there's that many songs about Portland, Oregon.
If there is, it's probably talking about how gloomy and dirty it is.
You just offended a bunch of people there, Cheyenne.
I know. I'm sorry, but it's true.
Masterpiece Theater, your shot to earn 12 seconds of radio airtime is on the way. Still looking for songs that mention Arizona or have a city in Arizona in the lyrics. Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Somebody texted in for the 623. Kenny's new single, Happy Does. Mentions a city in Arizona. Let's take a listen to this.
As happy does, some find it in the scripture, or a Polaroid picture, or flip a coin, had you gone to Tucson, Arizona.
But another sure one with Tucson.
I'm telling you, it's just Tucson is like butter. It just goes, it just cuts and sounds really well. You know? It's just one of those cities that just, it sounds good.
It sounds better than Phoenix, Arizona.
In that song, absolutely, right. It would have sounded better.
I've been watching a lot of Songland, Gunnar and Cheyenne. Have you seen this show?
No.
Where they take a song, and then they rewrite it. They tell you while these aspiring songwriters are trying to get their song to somebody famous, make people go back to a time and a place where it resonates with them. So a lot of the Tucson, a lot of the Phoenix, it's very relatable to people.
Well, and I think that makes a really good point because, you know, Tucson is one of those places where it doesn't matter where you grew up, you know the city Tucson. When you think of Arizona, you think of cactuses, and that's like what I imagine.
Right.
So when you put it into a song with other like descriptive lyrics, it really takes you to that place. And I think that's why it works so well.
All right. Well, I feel left out, though.
From my unprofessional opinion.
Well, Mesa mentioned. Come on. Mesa. Didn't slide like butter like the other cities do, I guess.
Doesn't sound the same.
All right, it's Masterpiece Theater. Cheyenne and JP, they're going to act out a scene from a popular movie. If you can identify the movie, you will earn yourself 12 seconds of radio airtime. You can do whatever you want with that 12 seconds. We just have three rules.
No slandering, no cursing, and don't be offensive.
And here we go. Action.
It's no use. I want to be a great fighter, but I can't even beat a couple of guys in the street.
Nacho. I think I know someone who can help you out.
The Lord?
No. He's a water yipsy. He knows where to find eagle egg.
Eagle eggs? I'm not listening to you. You crazy.
Nacho, I'm telling you this for reals. His eagle eggs possess magical powers. You could become the greatest fighter that ever lived.
I love it. What movie was that? 602-260-1079. 602-260-1079. If you can identify that movie correctly. Somebody on the text already did, man. They're flying in already. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at the handle.
Eagle Bowers!
602-260-1079. 12 seconds of radio airtime is what you can earn right now. You want to sing a song? You want to shout somebody out? You want to shout out your local business? That's fine. Hey, Brennan in Goodyear, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. What movie was that?
That was Nacho Libre.
Nacho Yay! Libre. Yay! Jack Black, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Get that corn out of my face.
All right. Are you ready, Brennan?
Yes, I am.
All right. Your 12 seconds starts now.
All right. This is a shout out to my girlfriend, Sandra, and then a shout out to Osborne Jewelers in Goodyear, Arizona for come on over for all your jewelry needs.
Wow.
And thank you very much and have a wonderful day.
Oh, so polite. I like it.
Me too.
Brennan, how was the weekend? It was good?
It was good. It was good. Watched some fireworks, swam in the pool, drank some beer. It was all right.
Sounds like my weekend.
I know. Amen to that. Right.
Brennan, thanks for listening, man. Osborne Jewelers, check them out. And have a great day, all right?
Thank you all as well.
All right, thanks, bud. Hey, coming up at 9, we're going to kick off your workday with a commercial-free Camel ride. That's next. We're here on Camel Country 107.9.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's Gunner and Cheyenne's What's Wrong With People?
These are actual news headlines from all across this crazy world of ours. Every one of them will leave you thinking.
What is wrong with people?
Starting off in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Students there have been throwing parties where they hold contests to see who can catch the coronavirus first. A member of the city council says, quote, they put money into a pot and then they try to get COVID. Whoever gets COVID first gets the pot.
What is wrong with people? That's not funny.
Out of Michigan. I'm laughing at him. Idiotic they are, man. Yeah. That's just something else.
No, I know, but like, as a group, as a collective group, that's not funny.
In Michigan, there's an Amazon driver that was so frustrated that he quit in the middle of delivering packages. He just left the delivery van at a gas station with the keys in the ignition.
What is wrong with people?
A guy in Japan was busted for slashing women's tires, then offering to help her as a way to try to meet her because he tried to do the same move on a woman about a year ago. Turns out he's been busted for it twice before and may have done it around 1,000 times. Wow.
What is wrong with people?
He's a hero to the rescue. To repair their tire.
Put it in your Tinder profile, bud. No.
And finally, out of Scottsdale, there's a woman there that ripped all the masks off of a Target display and threw them on the ground. And then she told the cops that she was a spokesperson for the White House. So here's audio of her ripping the masks off of the Target display.
Target. I'm not playing your game.
Yay! Woo! No, I'm not doing it. We don't want any of this anymore. This is over. No. No.
So she's ripping the masks off. She doesn't agree with wearing masks. So that's ultimately what she's doing there.
But she's supposedly a spokesperson for the White House, but the White House is telling you to wear a mask. Doesn't make sense.
Here's her discussion with the police officer, Cheyenne.
They drained the swamp. They did everything that Donald Trump was elected to do. You can read about it on Twitter. You can read about it in the news. So I was hired to be the QAnon spokesperson.
She's coming here today.
I cannot. It's a secret. What do you mean? Like, I can't give you any classified information. You're not. You don't have clearance. You don't have clearance.
Okay.
You don't.
You're a spokesperson,
yeah.
Correct?
For the White House. Yeah. Okay. But call Donald Trump and ask him if you don't believe me.
I think we have enough here.
I'm going to have you spin around and just put your phone down.
What?
Okay.
She's videotaping. She's the one videotaping this the entire time.
Yeah, it's not somebody else. It's her. To videotaping herself and her secret squirrel stuff. Like, what?
And her secret squirrel
it's
stuff.
It's a secret I can't tell you!
And that was another round of...
What is wrong with people?
We're inside of another commercial-free Camel Ride, Low Cash, Sugar Land. All coming up here, Shania Twain now. Camel Country, 107.9. On the way, 9:30. It's I Love You Man. I call dudes at work, and I always end the conversation with an I Love You Man. Will they say it back? We'll find out at 9:30. It's Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Gunner and Cheyenne coming up here in just a few minutes. We have both of our oldest kids here today.
Yes, we do.
Justin, who is in town. You've talked about Justin before, and he lives with his dad for the most part up in Wenatchee, Washington.
Yep.
And he's here with you for the summertime, so he's here. And then my oldest daughter is here because my youngest daughter's got chemo today.
Yes, she
and,
does.
So she's hanging out with Daddy here. So we're going to bring him in here. We're going to ask him a question.
Okay.
Because and the question is coming from a new survey asking kids who's the better driver, mom or dad. So we'll bring them in here. We'll put them on the spot.
Okay.
Say who's the better driver, mommy or daddy?
I mean, if both of them know what's best for them, since we're both sitting right here.
I know, right? Well, we can't put them all this pressure on them like that, you know? We'll see what they say next right here in Campbell Country, 107.9. Speaking of baby girl, my baby girl's in here this morning.
No.
It's Campbell Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Not so much a baby girl anymore, though.
She's not.
Growing up too quick there, Kaylin. How old are you now?
8 years
old.
And you just turned 8, too, which is exciting.
Man. Justin's here, your oldest boy.
How old are you there, big boy?
9.
9. Says that with confidence.
Yeah.
I like it.
9.
All right, so there was a new survey that asked kids, who's the better driver, mom or dad? So, Justin, who's better at driving? Don't look at him like that, Cheyenne.
I didn't look at him like anything.
Your dad up in Wenatchee or your mom right down here in Arizona? Who's the better driver, Justin?
I'd say my mom because she drives slower.
Yeah!
Oh, you drive slower.
That's right. Guess who doesn't have any speeding tickets? Me.
Ah, okay.
Guess who does? His dad. Yeah!
Kaylin, who's better at driving, mom or dad?
Mom.
Mom is the better driver. Are you saying that just because Justin said mom?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is mom the better driver?
Because mom's a fail-safe, that's why. When in doubt, mom it out.
Mom it out. New survey asks kids, who's the better driver, mom or dad? The winner is dad.
Really?
The majority of people are saying dad, yeah.
Interesting.
But kids also say their dads are more likely to have road rage, and they actually prefer driving with their mom.
I've just said, I've had a lot of defensive driving classes because when I got on the ambulance, had to take a driving class. When I got onto the fire department, had to take a driving class. I mean, I've had my fair share of driving classes.
Why'd you say mom? I'm the one that plays kids bop in the car. Come on. You want to change your mind? Okay, no more kids bop.
No, she's not.
No, no more kids bop for you. Better music, more car games, fewer rules like no yelling and no food are why kids... I like driving with their mom better.
Really? Man, yeah. I feel like I'm a strict in the car. Am I strict in the car?
Yes.
Yeah, because my kids like rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your oldest is into Justin Bieber.
Yes, I know.
Justin, what is it about Justin Bieber that you like? Same first name?
No, it's just the music.
Oh, you're digging the music.
Right. Makes sense.
First time on the radio?
Nope.
Okay.
Remember he was on the radio when we had Santa Claus in the studio.
Oh, that's right.
Last Christmas,
right, we did that a while ago. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, kiddos. You can go back to watching your iPods in the next room over. Yeah. All right, I love you, man. It's next. Here at Campbell Country, 107.9.
Gunner is spreading the love one call at a time.
This is I Love You, Man.
Camel Country 107.9.
This is I Love You, Man. I call strangers on the phone somewhere in this great country of ours, and I always end the call with...
And I love you, man.
Will they say it back? A couple of random calls here today.
Okay.
Here's a cab company in New York.
Cab service.
Hey, man, you guys got a lost and found?
Sure. You looking for anything in particular?
It was a half-eaten hot dog. You know, I kind of wrapped it up and just kind of set it next to me, and I got out without... thinking about it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure our cabbie threw that out. I don't think that's something that we're going to say.
I guess I don't blame him. All right, well, I love you, man.
I hope you find the other half of your hot dog.
Hey, I love you, man.
All right, love you too.
Hey. From the cabbie service coming through.
Well, that was nice.
Here is a hobby store in North Carolina.
Hobby Town.
You know how those astronauts are up at the space station, the whole SpaceX thing?
Yeah.
I guess they'll telescopes. I kind of want to have a look-see.
You know, I think we do, but I don't know how extensive our stock is right now.
I'll drop by. I'll check it out. I love you, man.
Cool. Yeah, we're open till 7 today.
Well, I'll drop by and have a look-see.
All right. Cool. All right.
All right. Love you, man.
I love you too, man.
Got
it. Two, I love you backs.
It's nice to have a little look-see.
That's right. That is I Love You, Man, Camel Country, 107.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.